Is silage, well, silage isn't common out here, is it?
Not too. It's mostly spoken of. I noticed in the last, just the last few years, it's the term silage used to. I always heard as ensilage. I noticed that term is changing here, and everyone speaks of it as silage.
I wonder if that's government bulletins.
It possibly is. Possibly is. But no, I don't suppose it'd be as much in use as you'd be thinking of it. There is quite a bit of. I still call it ensilage, but there is quite a bit now in this irrigated tract south of us here in the northwest part of the county.
Where is that stored?
Today, nearly all of it is stored in trench silos. Nearly all of it. The uprights, there's quite a few in this in the early day here. When the people first came in here, there's quite a few silos. The upright frame, wooden, they just didn't stand. Where they dry them out, first thing you know, they collapse. You see, I don't know if you could find one in this county.
I haven't seen any.
I haven't talked too much about it, but I don't know where you find one in this county. There's quite a few in up on the flat country.
That's the only kind that people knew, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. That's the only. But the, I think the pit silo, that came in, and after that, when they begin to have trouble, these uprights. Yes, I can show you one, too. My sister's got one south of Gate. It was concrete. It still stands.
That's concrete. That would be a good solid.
Yes, it was solid. But then they went into pit silos, and the trouble there was getting it out. Mm-hmm. I think that's the same way with your upright. Now, you'll find quite a lot of trench silos. You don't see them. It's just, they might be right out in the pasture. You never see them along the road. And they're proving up all right.
Good.
They just, what they do, just big, a deep trench, maybe 10, 20 feet wide, and 8-10 foot deep in the bank, and if it's properly drained there and properly located, well, it's not too much trouble getting it out if they have proper implements.
You mentioned the barn. What particular use did the barn have?
Well, in those days, before the tractor came into use, which is really in 23. That was housed your horses and your mules. We didn't keep them in the stalls too much in this country like they do in colder countries, but every morning the horses would be wrangled, what they call it, horse wrangled. We'd go out and bring the herd in and harnessed and fed in the barn, doing the same way at night, then turned out the pasture in the evening after they had finished their grain. Then in wintertime, the barn is always used for either as a hospital place for your weak cattle or your horses kept in. If it's bad weather, the horses kept in the barn. It's regular use continually year round. And there was always, in our barn out there, it was a bank barn. We could drive right into the loft and store the hay in the barn. It was out on the flat country where they had to park it up and fill the barn with the hay, but the loft was always filled with fodder or hay in our barn out there, and I suppose there's others just like it. We had two big grain bins in the loft part, and the spout went down to where you kept your grain for your animals.
Did you have separate buildings for storing grain, too?
Yes, sir. Yes, granaries. Granaries.
I had one for storing corn. You mentioned some people who raise corn.
There wasn't too much corn raised here, but the kaffir, in that early time, it was kaffir corn. Maybe I mentioned